Station Busters! At tight end, representing the United States Armed Forces, number 87, Dylan Flores! At H-back, also of the Army, number 3, Bubba Rivalinski! At running back from Waukegan High School, number 34, Howard Triplett. And at quarterback from UW Lacrosse, number 8, Sawyer Schick. The coaching staff includes Jeffrey Schick, Pete Dietz, Pedro Trevino, Nick Aiello, Fulton Bell, Vinny Scocco, Chad Swenson, Mike Baldwin, Caleb Gwynn, Brian Erickson, Michael Kokat, Nick Quinn, and Austin Tenner. And the head coach of your Racine Raiders is a Hall of Fame player and Raider alum, Wilbert Kennedy. Fans, please stand and address the flag in the northeast corner of historic Horlick Athletic Field. Presenting tonight's colors, the Racine Area Veterans Color Guard. And now, to honor our communities and country, our national anthem as performed tonight by the woman crowned as the newest Miss Wisconsin just 2 weeks ago, Willow Newell. Newell is a Racine Park graduate and the first black woman to become Miss Wisconsin.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang glad, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and the home of the brave.
Miss Wisconsin, Willow Newell.
National anthem sung, as you heard, by Willow, the most recent Miss Wisconsin. Great job singing the national anthem by her. gonna get the coin toss pretty quickly here, but gonna, as you mentioned, pregame, and we heard the starting lineup. Sawyer Schick is the starting quarterback here today, and I know he has started before for the Raiders, but first time this season getting the start.
Yeah, and I mean, after the performance that he had last season, why can't you take him out? He's got the hot hand. Went 7-14, had a little bit of a worse completion percentage than I feel like he thought. But 106 yards, 2 touchdowns, led the Raiders back from a come from behind victory versus Alabama last week. Basically getting it, passing it around, getting it to everybody, just was able to really control this offense, really, it felt like. And I think just might as well feed the hot hand. It looks like also that Locke is out today. He's on the sideline, has just plain clothes going on, so unknown if he's hurt or just like taking this week off, getting ready for the playoffs, because it is in a few weeks if the Raiders do make it. So hey, could be a multitude of things. Maybe just, hey, let's try something out that could be a little bit different this
and
week.
And you mentioned he's not in uniform. We see one of the captains, number 67, Chenault, the usual starting left tackle for the Raiders. He's not dressed. He is out there for the coin toss, but he's currently wearing shorts at the moment. So the players are walking out to the middle of the field, the Raider captains, the Commandos captains, to meet Keith Turner. And we're going to send it over to the public address announcement again.
Let's send it down to the field now, and referee Keith Turner for tonight's coin toss.
All right, good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to Horlick Field there. Hope you had a nice, safe trip. Okay, let's try to keep it clean. No dirty crap there. We all got to get up and go to work, so support our family, all that good stuff. You are the visitors, Commanders. Commandos, okay? All right. We have a heads and a tails. For transparency, we have a heads and a tails. David's going to do the coin toss there. What's going to be your call? Heads is his call. It is a heads. Commandos elect to defer the choice of the second half. Raiders elect to receive. Which way would you like to pick it? Commandos that side there. Raiders this side. Commandos win a toss. Defer the choice of the second half. Be kicking to the south.
As we heard Keith Turner mention here, the Commandos win the coin toss. They'd elect to defer. Raiders offense will be on the field to start off with. And very important for the Raiders here, Tyler, to get the offense moving. They've been slow starting the past several weeks. We went into the fourth quarter of a nothing-nothing game last week. And week before that, started off with a fumble. The week before that, started off with 2 fumbles on their first 2 drives. So getting the offense moving on this opening drive is going to be crucial here for the routine Raiders.
Yeah, it really will. Like you mentioned, just get that momentum going. Get that sort of just get that wheel turning. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to score in this opening drive. Just get some yardage, get some first downs. I'd say if you get 2 first downs this drive, hey, that's a win in my book, especially because the last few weeks, like you mentioned, just fumble after fumble after fumble after 3 and out. So just get that wheel going, get some first downs, and get that momentum starting to go your way, especially against this Commandos defense.
Ryan Bach, it looks like, the kicker. The Commandos are wearing a brown uniform with black pants, numbered in black as well. Kind of like Army colors, I guess you'd say, a little bit.
Hey, I like it. You can actually see these numbers compared to some other teams, so I love it. I love the big blocky numbers. I actually really like it, and especially, too, if one of our cameras are able to get it, if you look on the back of them, it says family on the back. It doesn't say a specific last name. It says family, just like how the Army does it as well.
Back to return the kickoff for the Raiders is Jacquez Woodland, Corey Dalton, and Malik Perry. They're all standing around the 15 and 10 yard line. The Commandos will be kicking from the north to the south, from left to right on the radio dial if you're listening on WRJN. They'll be defending the scoreboard to start this game. Back in for the kick. Correction, Coulter in to kick. It's an 8, not a 0. Waiting for the ready to play whistle. It is in. Coulter on his approach. And it's going to be a squib kick up the middle. Going to be fielded by the Raiders. At the 45-yard line is where the returner is going to get brought down, and that was Stephon Chapman who gets tackled on the far side at the 45-yard line, and that's where the Raiders' offense will be starting out with the football, first and 10 from their own 45-yard line.
Yeah, and that could have been bad, too. As none of the Raiders really, like, went to it right away. They were just sort of standing around like, hey, are you going to get it first? As some of the Commandos people were right there ready to go for it.
Raiders huddling up to start here. They're going to have two receivers to the left, one to your right. Woodland and Bubba Revolinski to your left. Foster by himself to the right. Pistol formation to start with. Triplett directly behind Sawyer Schick. Schick puts the hands up, gets the snap, gives it to Triplett off to his left, makes a man miss initially, but he gets tackled by the ankle at about the 48-yard line. It's light, a short gain for Triplett.
Yeah, Howard Triplett, but sort of getting back into the rhythm after suffering two sort of season-ending injuries the past 2 years, just sort of getting back into it, especially last week. We sort of saw him start to turn the clock back, so it's going to be interesting to see what he's able to do this week.
Maybe a second and seven, flip the formation. Revolinski, Woodland to your right, Foster to the left, pistol formation, gives it to Triplett again, off to his right, has a hole, gets to the sideline, and he's going to get tackled at the 45-yard line of the Commandos, and that should be enough for Racine Raider first down.
Yeah, I like this. Establish the run early, especially with the Raiders. You want to make sure, like, hey, we want to move the ball on the ground first. And if you're able to do it, hey, let's hit left, let's hit right, let's mix it up. Now it might try to go downhill, just go right at the gut. And just see if we're able to keep moving it as they do get the first down.
Yeah, went off tackle to the right, found a lane, and just took it. They're going to flip the formation. Woodland wide left, Revolinski in the slot. Foster to the right. Shotgun formation with Triplett to the right of Schick. Takes a snap, gives it to Triplett off to his left, has the lane, trying to find the sideline. He's going to get pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line at the Raiders sideline. They're going to give him the 39-yard line, and that's going to be a second of about four for the Raiders.
Yeah, it looks like he could have cut it in a little bit before, and you saw Dylan Flores sort of coming out, getting ready to block that, the cornerback, which just sort of bounced it outside off of him. But, hey, still able to get 6 yards out of that. You'll take that no matter what, especially on a run like that.
Raiders have a second and four from the 39-yard line of the Commandos. They flip the formation with Woodland wide right and Revolinski slot right back to the pistol formation. Triplett behind Schick. Takes the handoff, fakes it, throws it. And it's going to be caught and going to be out of bounds on the far left sideline. But we do have a flag down, and we're going to send it on to Keith Turner momentarily to see what the penalty is. But it's likely going to be on the Raiders or possibly offsides on the lineup in the neutral zone. Just waiting for Keith.
Offsides. Defense. 5-yard penalty. Results. First down.
The offsides on the Commandos, which is going to give the Raiders a first down, clean set of downs. There's the first pass attempt of this drive after the fake handoff.
Yeah, and I mean, again, that was a great play. Just got a free play out of it. Might as well take a shot down the field. A little bit outside than you want it to be, but I mean, hey, Foster was still able to come down with it, even though he was out of bounds.
Shotgun formation. Schick puts the hands up, gets the football. Quick throw to the far right, caught by Foster at the 30, and he's going to get enough for the first down, brought down at about the 20. But the 23-yard line, and that could be another Racine Raider first down.
Yeah, and especially too when the corner is about 5 yards off of Jayshon Foster, you're going to test him no matter what. And that's exactly what they did. Nice little comeback route. Get him outside and just, hey, let's get that first down again.
They're going to go trips left, tight end on the right side, closing the formation. Triplett to the left of Sawyer Schick. First and 10 at the 23-yard line. Schick takes a snap, gives it to Triplett right up the middle, makes a man miss, and fights his way inside the 20-yard line, brought down at about the 17-yard line, and that's going to be a second down for the Raiders.
That was a great job by Kamari Colbreth, just not letting go of Howard Triplett. He's a very strong runner, just sort of holding onto him, dragging him down, able to get him down before he could go out, because even though it was about a 5-yard gain, he could have gone for a lot more.
Going to be a second and four at the 17-yard line. Woodland by himself to the right, tight trips to your left. Correction. Pitch to alone to his right. Woodland in motion. Ship takes a snap. Gives it to Triplett off to his left. Cuts up the middle. Has a hole. And he's going to get tackled inside the 10-yard line at the 8. But we do have a penalty flag down. And it's in the area of a hold.
87 Black. 10-yard penalty. Replay second down.
Dylan Flores called for the hold. Going to back it up 10 yards. And the Raiders are going to get try again on a 2nd and 14. The Raiders' first penalty of the game.
Yeah, and you sort of look at it, too, that one as well. You sort of saw, this is one thing that I love about Schroeder Schick when he's playing quarterback. He gets rid of it, but he also fully fills through with the fake. He's trying to block for his guys. He's trying to throw defenders off. And he does that really well, so if it does look like he does throw it, he might just actually pull it and throw it, and it might just go that way instead.
Fitch alone to his left, Woodland and Revelinski to the right. New running back out there. Schick takes the snap, looks to throw, throws off to his right to the hash, and it's intercepted by the Commandos, and he's going to get tackled right away by Woodland. Dykes on that interception, returns it 4 yards, and it's going to be a 1st and 10 Commandos after that interception.
Yeah, just didn't have the zip to get out there. You wanted to get him more outside, out in space, and just able to jump it is exactly what the Commandos were able to do. And that was a great play by the Commandos, just sort of jumping that route, seeing ball at that point.
So, promising drive for the Raiders. Probably one of their better opening drives we've had in several weeks. Ends on an interception, and the Commandos, led by quarterback Ryan Bach from the U.S. Army, will be starting off at quarterback for the Commando.
And again, not much on this team, so we're going to be interesting to see how they come out and how they decide to do it. It looks like a bit of a spread offense, as they only have 3 offensive linemen out there.
As long as you have enough guys on the line of scrimmage, but they're going to have 3 to the right, 2 to the left, the running back in the backfield. Very unconventional offensive formation for Ryan Bach. Bach takes a snap, looks to throw, under pressure, gets it away, caught at the 30, and it's going to be a 1st and 10, tackled at the left hash mark, or the far hash mark, but we have a flag down.
My guess is probably going to be a legal formation or too many men downfield.
Too many legal men downfield, I believe. Keith Turner put his hand on his head like it was going to be a legal man downfield.
For the snap, we have illegal formation on offense. 5 men in the backfield, 5-yard penalty, replay 1st down.
Yeah, as long as you have the, the 4 men in the backfield, you can kind of line up how you want to.
Yeah. Very
unconventional formation. You have, as you mentioned, the 3 down linemen, and everybody else is a skilled position player.
Yeah, sort of like an indoor football where you have those 3 down linemen, you're able to move and all that sort of stuff. We actually saw this a few weeks ago versus, I believe it was it Michigan or Indy that had it to start off the first few plays.
Yeah, it was Indy, and they did have 5 offensive linemen. They just sent them out wide. We're gonna have 4 receivers to your right, 2 to your left. It must be 5. Shotgun formation, Ward to the left of Bach. Ball at the 15-yard line of the Commandos. Throws it in the backfield, caught by the receiver, and he is brought down immediately, caught by Prisley, and Prisley got tackled right away for a big loss, and that's going to be a 2nd down and long.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we talked about before with that front 7 just getting back there immediately. Harry and Ivy, as soon as they saw that pass happening, he just shot back there, able to tackle it. It looked like a sort of bad pass as well. It was a little bit low, so as soon as he caught it, it looked like he was going to touch the ground anyways. But still, then you're able to fully get that tackle.
2nd and 19 at the 11-yard line for the Commando. Same formation with 3 down linemen, 4 receivers right, 2 to your left, Ward to the right of Bach. Snap from the middle of the field. Bach looking over this Raider defense. Puts the hands up, gets the snap, low snap, under pressure immediately, and he's sacked. Ronald Higgins gets him down just outside of the 5-yard line. Looks like it's right at the 6-yard line, and that's going to bring up a 4th and very long with their own end zone behind them.
Yeah, and I mean, when you do have a front four of,
third and very long.
When you have a front four of Ronald Higgins, Willie Clay, Armani Goodwin, and Cameron Hall running right down basically at you, because it's 3-4 at that point. All you can really do is just sit there and just sort of, hey, okay, I'm going to go down right now. It's very difficult for them to try to move the ball at this point.
Third and 24. They have to get on with the Kenosha to convert this first down. Going to have four receivers right, two to your left. Shotgun formation for Bach. Bach puts the hands up, and we're going to have offsides on the Raiders. Higgins in the neutral zone early, and the Commandos are going to get 5 yards of that back. Waiting for Keith Turner to let us know.
Snap. Offsides. Defense. Number 19. Unavailing to the quarterback. 5-yard penalty.
Well, they also had number 90, too, for innovated to the quarterback. He was early to the quarterback as well. Kind of pick your poison there.
Yeah, I think they had 90, 19, 94, 99. All of them just went. And that's exactly one of the things, too, when you are running an offense like this, even though it's our first time seeing it. We have not seen this before.
No.
You're not going to get those free plays, because all the time whenever you get an offside, it's just going to be dead immediately because of that. You don't have – it's basically a free shot at the quarterback, so you're not going to let that go through. They're going to get zero free plays out of this if they do jump offsides.
Commandos in that same formation, four receivers right, two to your left, Ward to the left of Bach. Bach takes the snap, sprints to his left, looking to throw. Under pressure, gets it away, and it's caught by the receiver at the 20, but just gets to the original line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring up a fourth and about 10 for this Commandos offense.
Yeah, that's a good job by the Commandos. I especially like when you were sort of worried, hey, how are you going to run this offense, especially with the three down? Just get it, sprint out immediately, and sort of crossers behind it. I think that's actually a good idea on how to do this. It's just, hey, unfortunately, we were at third and 20. Now we're at fourth and 10.
As you saw the play on the Educators Credit Union replay, and we don't know what this kicking game looks like for the Commandos. And it looks like they're going to go for it on fourth down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Four receivers to the right, two to the left. It's going to be a quick punt. Dalton going to field it at the Raider 37-yard line, trying to get to the left sideline. Alfredo Jackson served at the pit. Dalton hits the sideline, gets to the 50. And ran out of bounds in Commando territory at the 44-yard line. Very nice return there by Corey Dalton. And Alfredo Jackson gets credit on a pick there as well.
Yeah, that was really good. You see the replay here using the ref as a pick as well. Just sort of running into him, just trying to make something out of nothing. That's exactly what the Raiders missed last week, as Corey Dalton wasn't able to be here versus the Beavers. Just that explosiveness in the special teams game. Corey Dalton is, in my opinion, one of the best returners that I've seen so far in semi-pro.
Be a first and 10 for the Raiders. Commandos 44-yard line. You're really going to spot the football. Foster wide to your right. Stack trips to your left. Tavon Allen, a tailback. Schick takes the snap, gives it to Allen. Allen off to the left towards the hatch, try to cut back to the right. And he's going to get tackled at about the 40-yard line. They're going to give him the 41, correction. Just a gain of a couple.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, that first drive, when you're getting gains of 6-7 every single time, that's not going to happen. A gain of about 3-4, that's more average, especially when you're running the ball. So, honestly, it's still a good job by the Raiders, just making sure this offense just stays, keep on going, and just keep on running the ball.
Ian Gaines at the tight end to the right slot. Foster to your left. Receiver wide right. Pistol formation with the H-back to Schick's left. Fumbles the football, and Schick jumps on it. Handed it off to Allen. Allen fumbled it on the exchange, and Sawyer Schick jumps on it right at the original line of scrimmage, and it's going to be third and 10.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to tell, especially with this Raiders offense, because a lot of it is based off, like, hey, I'm going to fake the ball. I'm going to fake a throw. You don't know if it's actually a read or not. I feel like if that one was a read, I feel like Shorty Shake might have caught it, kept it, and just tossed it to Rico Flores, who was going out in the flat, sort of wide open. But again, just able to get the ball back now, 3rd and 10. Now you got to try to, now you got to open up your playbook a little bit more to a more sort of section that you don't really want to get to.
Howard Triplett checks into the game. We have two receivers to the right with the tight end on the line of scrimmage, one receiver to the left. Chick takes the snap, looks to throw, throws it to Triplett to the left flat. Bobbles it, catches it at the 40. He's going to get tackled at the 35-yard line, and that's going to bring up a 4th and 1. And Triplett bobbled that like he was juggling a little bit. And you look at the Educators Credit Union replay, caught it about the on the left hash closest to the press box and was able to make something out of nothing, caught about the 44-yard line and took it inside the 40 to the 35.
Yeah, just kept get his head forward before he was able to bring it in.
Chick takes the snap, gives it to Triplett up the middle, has a hole, fights his way to the 30-yard line, has enough for a routine Raider first down. Debbie Davis checking in for the Raider for Woodland.
It's like for Foster.
Injury timeout.
Official timeout.
We have an injury timeout. Why don't we put our disclaimer up? This broadcast is copyrighted by the Racine Raiders Football Club, Inc. for the private use of our audience. Any use of this broadcast on any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of the Racine Raiders Football Club Board of Directors is prohibited. And let's get our active body trivia question of the game. The Racine Raiders and Gladiators have played one other opponent from the Carolinas in team history. What was that team's name? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Foster checks out. Three receivers to your left, tight end to your right at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Triplett to the left of Schick. Takes a snap, gives it to Triplett up the middle again, and he explodes through the middle, gets down to the 23-yard line, and that's a nice run for Triplett.
Yeah, great job by Triplett, just sort of obviously reading the blocks, even though the blocks are 4 or 5 yards down the field, just making it super easy for him, just getting right up the gap and just going right after him.
7-yard gain there by Triplett. They're going to flip formation a little bit, put Bibby Davis and Rico Flores to your right, Woodland alone to the left, Ian Gaines a tight end to the right, pistol formation, Triplett directly behind Schick. Takes a snap, looks to throw, has plenty of time, throws it across the middle, caught by Woodland at the 10, and he's fighting his way to the 5, and that's going to be another Racine Raider first down, this time in the Anton Painting red zone.
Yeah, great job by Jocka's with them going up and catching that one, not letting it just sort of drift to them, and then Troyer Schick just putting on the money right in between the numbers, holding onto it a little bit, just making sure he was open, actually able to get some good yards out of it, and just still just trying to fight as well, trying to make it to the end zone. Now it's 1st and goal at like about the 3-yard line.
In the Anton Painting and Decorating red zone, Allen checks into the ball game after the last time he was out there was a fumble recovered by Schick. He's directly behind him. We have a couple receivers. One receiver to your left takes a snap, gives to Allen off to his right. He's in. Touchdown, Raiders. Allen in from 3 yards, and it's 6-0 Raiders with 3:26 to go here in this first quarter.
I mean, honestly, didn't even have to really do anything. Just saw a gap the size of a semi-truck could fit into and just sort of walked in. Didn't really have to even worry about getting hit at all. As you see this gap just wide open right between Flores and the right side of the offensive line. Javier Ferrasquilla and Brandon Immel just moving bodies as they have been all year.
I think you and I could have ran through that hole.
Oh, yeah.
Peralta in for the extra point, where he is 16-17 on the season. The kick is up, It is through. And with 3:26 here to go in this first quarter, the Racine Raiders are up 7-0. We're going to step away. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. We'll be back in 30.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Back here at historic Horlick Athletic Field, where the Raiders are up 7-0 over the Commandos. Peralta in for this kickoff. Trying to see the number who's back deep for the Commandos. We have Anthony Dyson standing around the 10-yard line by the north end zone. And Gilliard standing right at the 20-yard line, right at the number. Peralta on the approach. The kick is away. High kick sailing towards the end zone. Fielded at the 3 by Dawkins. He's at the 10. Cuts dancing a little bit, and he's going to get tackled at about the 22-yard line, and that's where the Commandos offense is going to take over.
Yeah, I got we got shoelace tackle with Bubba Revolinski, somebody who's been sort of balling out on every single special teams.
We're going to throw it over to the sidelines where Andrew has Allen, who just had the touchdown for the Raiders.
Back. Shoulder pad.
He's not getting his audio right now. Not sure why. Unfortunately, we're not getting the audio, so we can let Andrew know.
Sorry about that. Thanks, Evan. We're here with Taven Allen. Taven Allen, walk me through that last play.
I'm going to say it again. I mean, I said it once. I need another one. The game ain't no long game ahead of us. I need another one.
And talk to me about the team's cohesion during that last drive. What do you think of that?
We came out and we did what we had to do. We got to play executed and we scored.
All right, thanks. Back to you, Evan.
Thank you, Andrew. And the first and 10 attempt for the Commandos went incomplete. The ball sailed out of bounds towards the Commandos sideline, and that's going to bring up a second and 10.
Yeah, and you know that's it. You know, as Tevin Allen was saying, he wants another one. You know that's going to be the Ranger mentality all game today. Just, hey, let's just keep it coming, keep on the points going, especially with us facing Motor City next week. Hey, we got to be firing on all cylinders this week.
Commandos in the huddle. Slow getting out of the huddle. More of a traditional offensive line this time. Two receivers each way. Ward to the right of Bach. Bach takes the snap, gives it to Ward, nowhere to go, and he's tackled in the backfield on the Commandos hash mark, and it's going to be a loss of about 5 or 6. Gary Young on the tackle.
And especially too against this defense, it's going to be very difficult for them to move the ball. And especially when you do have number 5 Marquez Rager and number 25 Samij Mitchell back there, who play linebacker and tight end respectively, it's going to be difficult for them to try to get these runs going.
Two receivers right, two to your left, same formation. Bach telling Ward something in the shotgun formation about the 10-yard line as Robach is set up. Takes the snap. Bach looks to throw. Gets the ball away across the middle of the field. Big run. Receiver has a nice catch and run by the receiver. Tyron Moore on that. And he caught it about the 30 and took it down past midfield at about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Wyatt Severino just sort of looked like he was trying to jump it a little bit and just caught flat footed, just went up right behind, was able to catch it, almost dropped it, it looked like, and just was able to get that and just keep on running as well.
Yeah, first and 10 Commandos at the Raiders 46-yard line. Nice catch and one by Moore. They mentioned caught about the 30 and got tackled at the 46. Gain of about 24 yards. Two receivers left, two to your right. Same formation for Bach with Ward to his right. Bach takes a snap, looks to throw off to his left, caught by Moore again. Moore makes a man miss, and he's going to get tackled at about the 42-yard line near the Commando sideline.
Yeah, and a bit interesting as well, as you look at the Raiders' defense, it looks like they might have transitioned to a 3-4 facing these guys, as I only saw really three down linemen just sort of playing a little bit back, playing more of a nickel position, especially if they do have Cameron Hall out there, who's sort of a converted linebacker end type, can sort of go back out in the field. If you have three down linemen, hey, let's just try to get this momentum going.
Commandos huddle about the 50-yard line. Second and 5 for the Commandos as they're under a minute to go here in this first quarter. Same formation, two receivers each way, more wide to your right. Focal point in the last couple plays. He's also has number 21 out there, which we don't have a name. Bach takes a snap, quick throw to the flats to the receiver, and he's going to get tackled after right around the original line of scrimmage on a screen pass to Chris Gilliard, and he gets tackled at the original line of scrimmage there at the 41.
Yeah, great job by Chapman as well, just reading the block, getting off the block right away, and then making that tackle. It was really just a one-on-one play right there, and Chapman just said, hey, I'm bigger than you, I can make this play, and just made that tackle.
That's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. The Commandos are content with letting this clock run out, and after one, it is Racine Raiders 7, the Fayetteville Commandos nothing. We're going to step away. When we come back, we'll be here for quarter number 2. This is Racine Raider football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Third and 5 at the start of the second quarter for the Commandos at the Raiders 41-yard line. Shotgun formation, two receivers each way. Bach takes a snap, looks to throw, hit as he throws to the right, and it falls incomplete on the right sideline, and that's going to bring up a 4th and 5 and decision time for the Commandos.
Yeah, especially with them being in that sort of the middle of nowhere, as I think it's sort of been coined now, is that 30 to 50-yard line where it's too close to punt, too far to kick a field goal, especially with the kick situation that the Commandos might have, we don't really know, but again, it might be one of those things where, hey, it's short. Let's try to get it. Let's try to get this first down. Just try to make something happen.
4th and 5.
4th and 5 for the Commandos. They come out with two receivers each way. Tight end. Well, never mind. He looks like a tight end, but he's actually left tackle. Bach looking over this Raider defense. Got some pressure on the last play here. Raiders looking to get a sack here on 4th and 5. Takes a snap, looks to throw, scrambling to his right towards the Fayetteville sideline, throws it deep down the field, and it falls incomplete at the 21-yard line, and the Raiders will take over at their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, as you see, the Commandos wide receiver, number 15, Tyron Moore, just trying to find something for like a pass interference. It looks like he just sort of tripped over his own 2 feet, so at that point, it's like, hey, what can you really do about it? But, I mean, again, just trying to make something out of nothing, and now it's the Raiders' turn to try to get this momentum going and keep up just scoring.
Yeah, that was a good no call. The contact wasn't intentional, accidental contact between the two, if any. Raiders have first and 10 at their own 41-yard line, 14:47 to go here in the quarter, two receivers each way, with Allen at tailback to the right of Schick. Schick puts the hands up, gets the snap, gives it to Allen off to his left towards the numbers, spin moves, gets across to 45 and tackled at the 46-yard line. Nice first down carry, a gain of about 5 or 6 here for Allen.
Yeah, and a good job keeping his feet going as well. He got hit really at the original line of scrimmage and just sort of kept on falling forward, just kept on moving his feet, getting that yardage, and ended up with a 6-yard gain.
Officially giving him 5. It's going to be second down and 5 here at the Raider 46-yard line. Same formation. Allen switches to the left of Schick. Takes the snap, gives it to Allen. Allen up the middle, crosses midfield, gets tackled at the 49-yard line. Correction, but that is enough for a Racine Raider first down. And we have an injured player on the field as Allen looks a little shaken up.
Yeah, but even again, going back to that play, he was able to hold his block, just sort of holding it, reading it, sort of like an old Le'Veon Bell, just sort of sitting in the backfield, waiting for the block to show up, able to put his foot in the ground and just sort of go forward. He was able to get that first down.
Yeah, Allen got the first down, but he is shooken up here. Banco checking into the game for him. What are you noticing so far about the Raider offense? They had a very good, promising first drive. That stalled on downs. They got a touchdown on their second drive and a good start to their third drive. What are you noticing so far?
I mean, really, the only two bad things that happened was that one holding penalty by Dylan Flores and then the interception, which were both like, hey, the interception was a great play by the quarterback. I'm not going to doubt it. So really, it was really just that one play. So all of them are sort of just, hey, we're hitting our marks. We're being consistent. We're making sure that we're working everything, especially because you haven't really thrown the ball that much. I believe there's only been like 2 passes the entire game so far. So you really just sort of, hey, let's ground and pound. Let's get our game going and just sort of just keep on running it. We don't need to be fancy. We don't need to do all this extra work. Just go with what works, which is ground and pound. We're hitting it off tackle, hitting it off tackle, hitting it up the middle. Hit it off tackle, hit it up the middle. And it's just been working every single time.
Banco checked in at tailback. 3 receivers to your right, tight end to your left. Takes a snap, gives it to Banco. Banco starts right, goes to his left, finds up the huge hole up the middle, and he's going to get tackled inside the 35. They're going to say he was down at the 33. Banco just ran right up the far left hash and got a huge gain for a first down Raider.
Yeah, and you can sort of see this on the Educators Credit Union replay. You see Troy Schick, as soon as he gets it, he's still running forward. He's not standing. He's not just standing there after he gives the ball out. He's running forward like he has the ball as well.
Takes a snap, gives it to Banco again up the middle, makes a couple misses, fighting his way inside the 30. They're going to give him the 26-yard line, gain of about 7 here for Banco, and it's going to be a second and short.
And you know what another thing I really love about this right now is that the offensive line is getting those 5 yards. They're getting that 5-yard push, that 6-yard push. That's allowing the running back to really move about 4 yards without getting touched beforehand. And it's just up to the running back of reading the blocks and then maybe high-stepping some of the angle tackles that could be happening.
3 receivers to your right. Banco to the right of Schick. Gaines, Flores, tight end to your left. Takes a snap, gives it to Banco again up the middle. Huge hole again, and he gets tackled at the 15-yard line. Big 11-yard carry there for Banco. First and 10, Racine Raider.
And again, it's going to sound like a broken record, just offensive line, just making their presence known, really, as we see on the Educator Credit Union replay. Just down the field, blocking them, getting their hands inside, and just moving their people down the field.
Pistol formation this time. Banco directly behind Schick. 2 receivers to your right, Davis and Revolinski. Bitch alone to your left. Schick takes a snap, gives it to Banco up the middle, and he's going to get inside the 15, and they're going to say he's down at the 11-yard line. Nice carry there by Banco.
Yeah, you can sort of see the defense as well, just sort of catching their breath, making sure they can really do this because they don't have a lot of extra bodies that they can throw out there. They just really have the 11 that are out there right now, so they're trying to catch their breath in between plays, and especially with the Raiders going more up-tempo. It's getting difficult for them to catch their breath.
Scan of five there for Banco. Three receivers to your right once again. Baby Davis, Dylan Flores, Bubba Revolinski from right to left. Fitch by himself to the left. Shotgun formation. Chick takes the snap, gives it to Banco off the right side. Goes back to his left. He's going to get a couple yards. Gets tackled at the 9. Gain of about 3.
Two. That looked like a bit of a weird play because you saw Bubba Revolinski sort of cross around. Like, it could have been a backdoor sort of counter play or something like that. But again, just not really. Again, that was sort of one where it's like, hey, okay, we're testing some out, making some stuff happen. Let's just go back to what it is. Now it's about third and two.
Third and three here for the Raiders. Ball at the Commandos 9-yard line. Twins left. Baby Davis, Revolinski out that way. Fitch alone to his right. Pistol formation. Triplet in the backfield. Takes a snap because the triplet off to his left. Big hole. Lowers his shoulder. Does he get in? No. Tackled at the 1-yard line. 8-yard carry by Howard Triplett. And that's going to be a first and goal at the 1 for the Racine Raiders.
And now it looks like they're bringing in Ian Gaines as well. Just sort of, it looks like they're trying to get that sort of a little bit of a jumbo package, just trying to get their little bit of bigger bodies in there and just trying to just make sure they can score this, especially since that, like, the about half a yard mark.
Triplet to the right of the quarterback. We have three receivers to your right. Chick checking something there. Puts the hands up. Gives it to Triplet. Up the middle. He didn't. Howard Triplet in from 1. Right up the middle. Makes it 13-0. Racine Raiders with 9:36 here to go in the first half.
Yeah, Howard Triplet just being on a tear so far this game, but his fourth touchdown of the season again, just getting back to it and just making sure everything works.
Peralta in there for the point after. New long snapper in there. Tyler will give us the name as soon as he catches it. High snap, gets the kick away. It is up. It is through. It is good with 9:36 here to go in the second quarter. The Racine Raiders are up 14-0. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. This is Racine Raider football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Back here, historic Horlick Athletic Field. Raiders just scored. Howard Triplett in from 1, makes it 14-0. Back deep is Anthony Dyson, standing about the 16-yard line. And looks like Savo Gilliard, as he goes by, 6'2", 170-pound corner, is standing about the 12-yard line near the Commando sideline. Different kicker in there for the kickoff. Brady Wodak is in there this time for the kickoff, kicking into the wind this time. Ready for play. Whistle is in. Wodak gets set on the approach. That kick is away, and it's going to be into the end zone for a touchback. Kick from left to right, north to south, and it goes into the end zone for a touchback, and the Commandos will take over at their own 25-yard line.
Yeah, and you sort of saw it there as you sort of mentioned as well, kicking into the wind. Might as well get the stronger leg kicker out there in Brady Wodak Garcia. Much more of that sort of accurate kicker, we could sort of say, getting that sort of with the wind help. But as we saw with that last one, you sort of mentioned as well, different snapper today for the long snapper. Nick Nelson back in there, especially with your starting quarterback, Schroeder Schick, normally doing the long snapping duties. You don't want him getting hurt on a special teams play, especially with him sort of leading your offense today.
No, definitely don't want that to happen. I mentioned a couple guys reporting eligible for, or ineligible, I guess, or couldn't hear if he said eligible or ineligible.
I think he said ineligible because I think it was 5 and 25, which has been playing the two tackles. Yeah, who've been playing the two tackles, which might as well just let them know, hey, we're ineligible. Can't really go downfield.
Commandos come out of the huddle. Back a quarterback. Two receivers to the left, two to your right. Ward to the right of back. And switches to the left. Takes a snap, looks to throw, throws it deep to the left. Gonna get broken up at the 50-yard line. Great throw, and we have a flag down. It's gonna be on the Raiders for unfortunately conduct.
Yeah, number 30, Thomas Burton. You can do the seatbelt celebration. You just can't be staring at the guy in front of a referee.
The official's talking about it. It's gonna be it's a good ball. Threw it from the 25-yard pass to the far hash closest to us. I mean, the near hash closest to us. And Burton just did a great job breaking it up, but unfortunately, he's going to get flagged.
Yeah, it bounced right off his helmet, too, so he could have had a pick as well.
After the play was over, we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 30, Black. That'd be a 15-yard penalty. First down.
15-yard penalty there, as you heard Keith Turner mention the unsportsmanlike conduct, unfortunately.
And especially doing it right in front of the Raiders bench as well. You know, as soon as he got up, he looked at the coach. He's like, yeah, that's my fault. And got pulled from, I'm guessing, a player's toe, just being like, hey, don't do that again. It's just get the play done and just move on with it.
Same formation, two receivers each way for back. Ward to his right. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback off the left side. Huge hole crosses midfield. And he's going to get tackled after a nice gain at the 47-yard line. Big gain for Ward.
Yeah, this is the one thing that's sort of interesting as well. You sort of look at the tackles in the educator's credit union replay. The tackles are going back, really. So it sort of opens up that gap, because especially when you're going against sort of inexperienced tackles, they're going to open up more and allow the defensive to sort of get to them, allowing the running backs to sort of go through, because you're not really going into your gap fully.
It's going to be a first and 10 for the Commandos. I think their second or third first down of the game by not penalties. Same formation they've been in. Two receivers each direction for Bach. Bach in the shotgun. Looks over this Raider defense. Puts his hands out. Gets the football. Looks to throw. It's knocked down. He's trying to throw to the sideline. To Ward, and gets knocked down by Cameron Hall, and it's going to bring up second down Fayetteville.
And that goes back to, Bach is sort of lucky as well that it wasn't a backwards pass, because it was very close to being one, and just sort of Cameron Hall coming in, knocking it down, and able to just sort of move it out of the way that was very close to being a backwards pass. Yeah.
Quarterback's motion was forward, so if you watched it carefully enough, so that's why it wasn't backwards, but as you said, it was very close.
Yeah, and that's good as well by the refs, just sort of blowing it off immediately, saying, hey, nope, play's over. We're not going to let it keep on going. And just sort of, hey, it's done completely. Let's head on to the next one.
Shield slot right. Receiver wide to your right. Two receivers to your left. Ward to the left of Bach. Looking over this defense of the Raiders. Takes a snap, low snap, looks to throw. Throws it deep down the field to the third. Intercepted at the 35. Chapman on the interception, crosses midfield, up the sideline, gets to the 30, the 20, he's gone! Touchdown, Stephon Chapman! Takes it to the house, picks it, takes it from the 25-yard line of the Raiders to the touchdown. Nice return there, 75 yards by Chapman, and it's 20-0 Raiders.
Yeah, and it's a great play by the Raiders as well. You saw Bach, he wasn't able to step fully into it. He was had to just release it off his back foot because the Raiders defensive line was right there, right in his face, not really able to get him forward. Launched it off his back foot. Chapman was there just right with the pick. It directed traffic as well a little bit, pointing, hey, block him. Was able to high step a defender, was just gone to the races.
And that makes it 20-0 Raiders. Peralta in to kick. Ian Gaines on the hold. Nick Nelson in there for the snap. Raiders need one out there, and running out quickly is Carter Mayer to fill that missing spot. And that's an important spot, too, because it's pretty interior there.
Yeah, it's a tackle position, so.
Snap is away. Hold is down. Kick is up. It is through. And with 8:11 to go here in this first half, the Raiders are up 21-0. We're going to leave it here and send it down to the field as Andrew had Stephon Chapman to get his thoughts on that interception.
Here with Stephon Chapman after that pick six. Man, walk me through what was going through your mind during that play.
As soon as I got it, man, get in the box. That's all I could think of. Our defense needs to put up some points. I was able to be in the right position to do it, and we finished the job.
What do you think of the team's performance so far? I mean, 21-0 now up to this point. I mean, you guys got to be feeling good.
We feeling good, but our goal tonight wasn't to blow them out. Our goal tonight is to put our best game on the field. So, believe it or not, we have yet to do that. So, it's going to be a scary sight once we actually put it all together.
All righty, back to you, Evan.
Thank you, Andrew. And Stephon Chapman, 75-yard pick six, makes it 21-0. Peralta in to kick it this time.
Peralta to kick off for the Raiders. Among those back to return.
Dyson. Correction, Ward. And I can't make out the other number closest to us that's out there. Then number 19, that is Sykes. Jameer Sykes, Ward and Sykes back there to return this kick. Standing at the 5-yard line, Peralta on the approach. Kick is a high kick, going to be fielded by Sykes. Has to come up for it. Nothing. Picked up by Ward at the 15, and he's going to get tackled after crossing the 20. They're going to blow it dead and give him the 24-yard line.
And going back to the interview with Stephon Chapman, I love the quote of, hey, we don't want to blow them out. We want to play our best football. We have not been able to do that yet. As you sort of saw as well, we were sort of talking about it. Like, from our perspective, it looks like it has been going fairly good, but you could still see those moments of either mental lapses or just like, hey, let me get too aggressive when I don't need to be. Just clean those up, especially heading into next week, facing the number one team, the Motor City Rams, and then heading into the playoffs the week after.
First and 10 at the 23-yard line of the Commandos, looking to get something. Oh, Keith Turner just reporting a couple players out there ineligible on the line of scrimmage there, playing makeshift offensive line. Pretty good size offensive line coming in, but looks like a lot of the starters not here for them. Two receivers each way for Bach. Ward to his right, looking over this Raider defense. Takes the snap, looks to throw under immediate pressure from Hagan, scrambles to his left, throws it, and it's going to be caught at the 35-yard line. They're going to give him a gain. You give him the catch, and it'd be enough for a first down for the Commando.
Yeah, Anthony Dyson on the catch. Great job as well by Bach, just sort of directing traffic. Good scramble. Jill just pointing, hey, come back, come back, come back, because you can see how deep the Raiders quarterbacks were, just sort of pointing back, hey, and get that throw on the run. Great play by the Commandos, just sort of directing traffic, especially when you have basically the Raiders defense right there in your face.
Gain of 11 there for the Commandos.
First and 10 for the Commandos from their own 34.
First and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Same formation. I believe Dyson was the one on the catch, basket catch there. Four to the left of Bach. Takes the snap, gives it to the running back. It's not Ward this time, and he's going to have a big loss, and they're going to say he's down at the 30, and that was number 7, which we don't have his jersey number on our roster.
And I'll be giving him forward progress, just trying to make something out of nothing there, especially with this Raiders defensive line and the makeshift offensive line that we sort of talked about beforehand. Just trying to make something out of nothing, especially when you do travel that far away from Carolina to here. You're going to be missing a few players, and you were sort of hoping, like, hey, let's get a few more offensive linemen, and you're going to try to do what you can do at this point.
Taking a lot of time in the huddle for this second and 14 from their own 30-yard line. Middle ball centered right in the middle of the field. Two receivers each way. Shields and Moore closest to us. Two other receivers out wide to your right near the Commando sideline. the bit tailback, unnamed to the right of Bach. Bach takes the snap, throws it to the flat immediately to Shields, and Shields gets past the 30, and he's fighting his way to the 35-yard line. A slip screen pass there to the flat, and he gets to the gain of one ultimately there.
Yeah, I got
or gain of five.
Yeah, gain of five back to the original first and 10 marker. But I like that, honestly, even though you are struggling at the two tackle positions, which are two of the, in my opinion, most important positions on the offensive line minus the center. Get it out wide. Get it to your specialty guys and just try to make something out of nothing, especially when they are running a sort of 2-1. They're not running that sort of weird stuff that they had in that first quarter. Get it out there, get it wide, and just sort of make them make plays. And that's exactly what they're trying to do right there.
Shields and Moore closest to us. Two receivers out wide to your right. Quarterback alone in the backfield as a tailback is more of an H-back position. Bach looks over the defense. Takes the snap, and we're going to have a false start on the Commandos.
For the snap, false start, offense, number 25. 5-yard penalty, replay third down.
What you kind of had to watch it there is that Meyer kind of jumped a little bit there, and you almost thought maybe that's what drove him across the line, but they're going to say false start.
Yeah, and it was close as well. You could sort of see number 91 for the Raiders.
But Meyer didn't ever go into the backfield.
Though. Yeah, no, he's forcing them. So it's one of those sort of ticky-tacky things. But, hey, it's always going to be called the offense at that point.